Well, here we are at last. John and Shona are in the building. We've arrived, and we have arrived on the last Sunday of the liturgical year, the last Sunday before Advent, alternatively known as the fourth Sunday of the Kingdom season, alternatively known as Christ the King. And if you are Archers fans, you may know it as Stir Up Sunday, because it is usually the Sunday that Jill takes over the kitchen in Brookfield to make the Christmas cakes and puddings, an event traditionally undertaken up and down the land. Stir Up Sunday, as you probably all know, is a saying that comes from the old collect from this Sunday from the Book of Common Prayer. It reads, "Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people, that they, plenteously bringing forth the fruit of good works, may of thee be plenteously rewarded. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen." The collect has been rewritten slightly and will come in this service as the post-communion collect. Stir up, we beseech thee, O Lord, the wills of thy faithful people. It is a wonderful prayer, isn't it? And what a wonderful prayer to have on the first Sunday of this, our journey together. Because I am here to stir up, to stir you up, the faithful people, to stir up myself, in order that we can together bring forth the fruit of good works. At the licensing service, Bishop June made the point that the prayer of commitment stated that my role was to preach the word, minister the sacraments, care for the people, and lead in prayer and mission. She went on to say that was quite a task, and one that I can't do alone. That it is we, as a community, will work together to do the work of the kingdom. Being together, being brought together, is actually one of the major themes of this Sunday of Christ the King. You may well have wondered why we had the gospel reading we did this morning. With Advent nearly in the air, my stars, if you go into Sainsbury's, you can see Christmas coming everywhere. We can certainly see chocolate Advent calendars everywhere. Why then, today, did we have the trial of Jesus? Well, today is when we reflect on the heavenly and eternal kingship of Jesus. But is this how we reflect on the majesty of Jesus, with a passage from the Bible with Jesus' trial that will only lead one way, to the cross, to the public execution? What does that say about majesty and lordship? Well, what it does say is that when we think of the majesty of Jesus, we should always focus on the cross, because it is through the cross that Jesus brings salvation. It is the cross that is the ultimate symbol of love and forgiveness. Jesus had set himself on a collision course with the authorities and knew that it would involve his death on the cross. It would involve crucifixion, but unlike anyone else, as we know, Jesus' message doesn't end there. It is Jesus' outstretched arms on the cross on that day that draw all people to him. All of us here, all of us outside, it is for all of us. It is Jesus' outstretched arms that offer us all eternal, majestic love. So we are to join Jesus in a new kingdom, not one that will decay and crumble or be overthrown, but one that offers hope to all. A kingdom where people will know that they will be welcomed into a loving family, regardless of gender, sexuality, race, nationality. The cross says that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that can separate us from the love of Christ and a kingdom where we are all called to be gathered together. And what a way to start our pilgrimage together. As Bishop Ruth said, we are to be visible people of faith, sharing the joy and love of Jesus with everyone. I'm so looking forward to our journey together. I can't wait, to be honest. And it starts today. It starts today as we stir up ourselves and one another to bear fruit and to do good.